Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Let's hear it for Westfield, Massachusetts. That old mill town west of Springfield used to be known for one thing, buggy whips. A century ago, there were almost 40 factories turning out those equine accessories. Westfield is still called Whip City, but the whips are gone. You know why. The automobile, technology, progress. It's an old story. But the folks who now run our government seem to have forgotten it. Their economic policy is designed to lead America boldly into the 19th century. They're trying to revive coal, that buggy whip of energy sources, by loosening environmental and even safety rules. They're taxing imported solar panels, which will slow the growth of clean energy. They're also ending a policy called net neutrality. That move would help big internet providers, but hurt innovative startups. Now they've announced steep tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. The goal is to protect U.S. producers of those low-tech commodities from Chinese competition. But the result will be higher prices of everything from cars to beer cans. Worse, this could plunge us into a 19th-century-style trade war. We import steel and aluminum mostly from Canada, Brazil, and other allies, not so much from China. The Europeans have already threatened to retaliate with tariffs of their own on Kentucky bourbon and Harley Davidsons. We've counter-threatened to tax imports of European cars. If this keeps up, workers all over the place could lose their jobs. As Westfield learned, the world has changed. Tariffs don't really save dying industries anymore. They're dying not so much because of foreign competition, but because of automation and other upheavals. Meanwhile, the world economy has become so integrated that it's hard to swing a tariff without hitting yourself in the face. We do buy a lot of foreign cars, but most of them are assembled here, from parts made here and everywhere. A better idea might be to focus on the future. Sure, we have an overall trade deficit with the rest of the world, but we have a trade surplus in fast-growing segments like services, aviation, some technologies. Rather than spend money propping up old industries, we should be investing in the next ones. Look at Westfield. Since 1950, its population has doubled. It's become a major logistics center with a newly enlarged university, Westfield State. That has an economics department where you can learn all about the buggy whip industry and the consequences of protectionism. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.